Well, Alexander has been coming to Chautauqua for 8 years now, ever since he won the Arthur Rubinstein competition in Tel Aviv back in 2000. I believe it was 2004. And he's sort of become a member of the Chautauqua family. He is much loved by the Chautauqua audience. He's a brilliant pianist. He is a spiritual soul. And he is the kindest and most humble musician you ever would ever want to meet. And when he comes here, he lives in Berlin, travels extensively, tours all throughout Asia and Europe primarily. He does a few things in the U.S., but primarily he does Europe and Asia. And he usually does two things for us. One year he will do two concerti, one on each night, on two different nights with the orchestra, or he will do a recital and a concerto. This year he's going to be doing a full recital on that Wednesday evening, the 17th, at 8:15 in the amphitheater, and then he will appear on the 20th, which is Public Radio Day at Chautauqua, and he will be joined by Elizabeth Schultz as the conductor, and he'll be doing the Rachmaninoff Piano Concerto No. 3, the big one, on that that evening. So we're thrilled to invite Alexander back. I mean, he really has become a member of the Chautauqua family. He is, since he started coming to Chautauqua, he has gotten married. He now has a young child who is just a little over a year old, and she was at Chautauqua last year. So they do look forward to coming here. While he's here, he also does master classes with the piano department and sort of shares his incredible knowledge and his love of piano and his dedication to music. He is an old soul, and if people know what that means, he is just a genuinely wonderful musician, and always a joy to have him on the Chautauqua platform.
And then on Friday, Travis Tritt is here with country music.
Yes, we try to have a country or two act, a country act one or two times each summer. And this year, primarily, Travis is our country nod this year, and we're thrilled to welcome him back. He has not been here for, oh gosh, it's been at least 10 years or more that he was when he was last time at Chautauqua. So we'll have some good old country that night, and I hope that all of our country fans will come out and enjoy Travis.